My name is Charlene Heng, register number 18, and I watched video 1 regarding investigating trees. In the video, the teacher asked the children open-ended questions such as, what is the big long part in the middle? What shape is this leaf? And I wonder what that is and why they are on the bark of the tree. The teacher also used different modes of representation to demonstrate the children's understanding. For instance, on the first day of the lesson, the teacher got the children to draw parts of the tree which they observed in groups. And for math, the teacher got the children to match the differently shaped manipulatives to the corresponding shapes of the leaves. And the children also did scrapbooking and they created their own leaf structures using the leaves provided. In the video investigating trees, the teacher also emphasized on various process skills such as observing, recording, comparing and classifying. For the process skill of observing, the teacher actually brought the children out to observe various trees in groups. Based on their observations, they then recorded down their observations through drawing the different parts of the trees and labeling them. As for the process skill of comparing and classifying, the teacher actually sat the children down and asked them what are the differences between the textures of the leaves that they observed and as well as why they think they were different. Last but not least, the teacher also provided different materials and resources for the children when investigating trees. For materials, the teacher actually managed to provide different leaves, differently shaped leaves and leaves of different textures, as well as a beehive because the teachers realized that the children were actually interested in it. As for resources, the teacher actually got the children to write their questions in the form of a letter to one of the child's parents who was a tree expert, and the parent who was a tree expert actually wrote back to the children with the answers to their questions. After watching the video, I have learned one main thing, which is to not think too much into the curriculum and to let things actually go with the flow. So based on the videos investigating trees, I realized that what the teachers were doing, even though the teaching was very much intentional, they did not think too much into whether is this appropriate for the children of the age group that I'm teaching, or is this going to be too difficult for the children, or is it going to be too easy for them. Instead, what they did was to gather as many ideas as possible, such as for the tree. They actually branched out into the different parts of the tree, the life cycle of a tree, as well as the creatures that can even be found living on the bark of the tree. Another learning point that I gained from watching the video investigating trees was that the learning is very much based on the children's interests. So for example, the teacher actually noticed that the children were interested in various things regarding the theme of trees. So they actually took that into consideration and actually branched out the children's learning based on the children's interests. After watching the video investigating trees, I have one question regarding inquiry-based learning, which is that how much can teachers actually plan beforehand before conducting the lessons with the children? This is because in the video, the teacher actually conducted many activities based on their observations of the children's interests. However, how much of the actual curriculum can be planned before the lesson is actually conducted with the children if let's say that the curriculum is heavily based on the children's interests?